Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Well, for nearly 50 years, including when I was a student at Albany, the State University of New York has had a uniform tuition rate for all its campuses, a price tag that must be approved by the state legislature and which has been raised 13 times. But that may change for the 64-campus system, which has had its state funding cut dramatically in recent years. New York State has reduced aid to SUNY by more than $1 billion over the past 3 years, a reduction of roughly 30%. And as the SUNY system considers how to make ends meet, they've looked again to their tuition. It's less than $5,000 a year for in-state students, $4,970 to be exact. And a proposal out this week from Governor Cuomo and my next guest, SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpher, would set a schedule of tuition increases for the SUNY system over time and create a fund and grants for the SUNY research campuses that could make tuition different at different campuses. Joining me now to talk about what they call this NY SUNY 2020 program and those possible tuition increases is Nancy Zimpher, Chancellor of the State University of New York. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, Brian.
Before we get to the grants, let's talk about this proposal to allow different tuition increases in the SUNY system. This isn't the first time that an idea like this has been brought up to the state legislature, but this would require their approval. How would it work?
Well, in any discussion about tuition, it's really complicated. And so I want to sort this into two piles, if I could. On Monday, the governor, Governor Cuomo, announced the investment, the co-investment in four of our research university campuses to prompt economic development in their regions. And that was really the core of the issue. How could we bring capital money, construction fund money, to these four research universities to stimulate economic development? And then on the other part of it, how can we hire faculty members who are great researchers and great innovators? And for that, we need operating money. And the governor acknowledged that one vehicle is some increase in tuition for those four campuses. On the other side of the aisle is a thing we call rational tuition. That is a five-year tuition plan for resident undergraduates where they would know over 5 years exactly what the tuition would be. We call it fair because it's not a whopping big increase. It's actually in real dollars about $275 a year to that figure you gave, $4,970. Secondly, it's predictable so that families, students and their families know what it's going to cost to go to college over 4, 5, or 6 years. And thirdly, I don't know how much people know about this, but in the recent tuition increase prior to 2009, even though we collected the tuition, most of it did not go back to the campuses. It was swept to fund budget gaps. And nobody ever wants that to happen again.
You mean tuition that people pay that they think is going to their state university campus actually goes to the general state budget to use for any state expenditures?
Only once. We collect tuition, we give the money to the state, and then the state appropriates it back to us. It's a sort of convoluted pathway. It's pretty rare. Only about four states in the country do it that way. But it is assumed that the money, once collected and appropriated, would come back to the campuses to serve the students. So everybody agrees that that should not ever happen again. So I wanted to say there are two things in operation here. One is stimulating economic growth through this new program the governor announced and I partnered with on Monday called NY SUNY 2020, which could have a tuition variable in it, a small variable to actually afford the faculty who are going to have to occupy these innovation
Because
buildings.
The four big campuses, Albany, Buffalo, Stony Brook, and which one am I forgetting?
Binghamton.
are major research universities in a way that others are not. And so it may just take more money to pay for what they actually do?
It actually does. Everybody in the country knows this. The faculty are more expensive, if you will, not just about salary, but often they need laboratories, what we call startup costs. So really the cost of recruiting faculty members who are prepared to come and do research and get federal grants typically need the kind of startup facilities and laboratories and graduate students that come with that. So I think everybody acknowledges that. I want to be the first to say that we don't really use the term differential anymore because it's such a lightning rod for, well, will everybody be able to afford to go to Stony Brook or Binghamton or Buffalo or Albany?
And what about that? I mean, Sheldon Silver, the Assembly Speaker, is among those raising it, this concern, because perhaps for students who are of lower income, the best state universities might be a little bit out of reach financially, even if they qualify.
Well, we have gone to school on that concern, and each of our campuses understands their responsibility to create alternative ways to close that modest gap. Again, I think it's very important for people to understand the current state of SUNY's tuition, $4,970 for a whole year. Imagine, divide that into two semesters, and then add to
when
that.
When the private schools are charging $40,000.
So add to that something like a modest percentage of increase, which in real dollars is significant to people who are in low income categories. But what we're doing is creating loan forgiveness programs, more student work-study employment. We're trying to take co-op education to scale. That's where you have a paid internship. So we're all over that, and we intend to make it work for all incomes. Stratification.
SUNY students, faculty, alum, anyone else, call up and speak to your chancellor, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692, or post your comment or question to WNYC.org, click on Brian Lehrer Show. And in a minute, we'll go to a break and then take some phone calls for you. But one of the reasons that we invited you in the first place, even before this NY SUNY 2020 plan was announced this week, is that when we were talking about the state budget a few weeks ago, almost all of the media coverage was about Medicaid and education cuts, K-12. Mm-hmm. And we had a very impassioned caller who said, hey, I teach at a SUNY campus, and SUNY is getting slaughtered here. And I just want to make sure that this is out in the public eye. And I just cited the stat of a 30% cut in the state aid over 3 years, and you talked about how some of the tuition money is actually going back into the state's general fund. Do you feel like you're getting a fair deal from Albany?
Well, we have tried to be very respectful of the financial condition of the state of New York throughout all of this. I mean, I arrived in 2009, and we were already in deep trouble, and we've experienced two legislative sessions or 2 years in the budget process that have been in the $8 and $9 billion range in terms of the gap we're trying to close. So if I could turn the clock back, I want our listeners to know that as soon as I arrived, SUNY started on a strategy of using our resources to help revitalize New York's economy. To our own self-interest, we know that if there's more revenue in the state, we will be invested in, because everybody understands the role higher education plays. And I thank my colleague at the SUNY campus who was so impassioned about this, because it's critically important. We also serve K-12. We prepare 5,000 teachers a year. We prepare more people who want to be doctors from New York than any other medical school. So we created a strategic plan that we call the Power of SUNY, which is all about two things: the economic revitalization of this state and the enhanced quality of life of our citizens. So we were ready to partner. We are ready to help turn this state around. And so we've taken a bad situation, which, by the way, is pretty universal. There isn't a state in the nation, perhaps save one or two, who aren't balancing these deficits against what they know is an investment in the future.
Is it the role of a state university to try to create jobs, if I understood you correctly, in the immediate sense for depressed economic areas, as opposed to simply to educate people?
Well, as you might imagine, that's a big debate around the country. Clearly, universities are about educating for a life as a citizen, an informed citizen, a parent, a neighbor. We want people to be educated, and we have all kinds of data about the good return on an educated population. But at the same time, we are the State University of New York. If we don't play a leadership role in innovation entrepreneurship, job creation, and preparing the students we need for the sector demands of this state. Shame on us. I feel that to the core. And we have blended our mission of teaching and research and service with our service to the state.
We'll take your phone calls for SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpfer in a minute, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. WNYC with SUNY Chancellor Nancy Zimpfer, and we'll take your phone calls now. Our lines are full, so you'll need to wait until people finish up on this question of different tuition levels for different campuses, as is in this proposal with Governor Cuomo, or the five-year pre-announced increase. So no surprises, and a rational rather than politicized step increase system in tuition at the SUNY schools. Catherine in Babylon, you're on WNYC. Hello.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
I am a SUNY alumnus, employee, and my parent, you know, et cetera. So I have very strong feelings about SUNY. This plan really flies in the face of the original SUNY mission, which was to provide quality, egalitarian, and affordable education to the students of New York who would qualify for a particular school.
Why? Is it because tuition would go up on a scheduled basis, or is it because different campuses could charge differently?
Well, I mean, I benefited from one of the four gems of the SUNY system. But, you know, this actually increases, it raises the status of Albany or Stony Brook or Binghamton or Buffalo. But, you know, money put toward that in a fixed economy is money taken away from the rest. And so we already have a system where, because of fixed tuition increases, many, you know, SUNY, a residential SUNY college is out of the reach of many students who would qualify, and they are then going to community colleges.
And Catherine, I'm going to leave it there. I appreciate your concerns. Does this push people out of the SUNY system down to community colleges?
Well, Catherine, first of all, good morning. The nice thing about the State University of New York is that it is a comprehensive system. We have 30 community colleges in the State University of New York, and we have worked tirelessly to make sure every credit taken toward a bachelor's degree in a community college will stand you in good stead when you arrive at one of our four-year campuses for the junior and senior year. So it's all about a student pathway, student mobility. And I take your point about never turning SUNY into a system that doesn't pay attention to access. Access is one of our highest priorities. And we have been fortunate in New York to have a thing called the Tuition Assistance Program. It's $5,000 a year, and students also are capable of applying for Pell Grants. We have massive numbers of scholarships and financial aid programs. And I think you should know that we have the lowest public tuition of any institution in the Northeast and the lowest quartile in the country. So that's why I like to cite the actual numbers, because we are incredibly accessible and affordable. So yes, we do want to lift the stature of our research universities, and that'll be good for the state of New York as well, but we want equal opportunity for everybody.
Fred in Queens, you're on WNYC. Hi, Fred.
Hi. I'm surprised that does the chancellor have an academic discipline that she expects to practice after she leaves the chancellorship? I'm just wondering.
Well, hello. This is an interesting question. I am an educator.
I was a graduate of Stony Brook. Go ahead, ask.
What's your question? She was an education professor early on and then moved into university administration.
Because
she was a dean.
I don't see how anyone is going to take her with any credibility, since she's promising these kids well-paying jobs for the money she's taking, she knows that she wouldn't make a bet on that, or not even make a bet. She wouldn't make an investment in that, because if she wanted to make an investment in that, she'd give them relatively free tuition and charge them back as they made it during the course of their employment. But she's not able to do that,
and
because
given
she knows
that
most of these kids are not going to be employed at the level she's trying to make them think they're going to be
Fred,
employed.
But, Fred, in this climate, you're obligated to offer an alternative for funding, because the state is saying, this plan comes from Governor Cuomo as well, the state is saying, the state is all crunched. How are they going to offer that free or almost free tuition? And Fred hung up.
I think that's an interesting point. There are people who still believe that when California created its magnificent three-tiered system of the University of California, Cal State, and the community colleges, it would always be free. They are instituting 10 and 20% tuition increases the second time in 1 year. We have not done that. In fact, our more planful, rational tuition is to level out the way tuition has been meted on our students. Some have said it's been exactly wrong. We've had very high tuition increases by the legislature in very tough times. We don't want that.
What would a good first tuition increase be, in your opinion, in the STEP system?
Well, I think people would be interested to know that our student assembly, which represents students on all 64 campuses, and our faculty senate, which represents faculty on our state-operated campuses, which is about 34 of our 64, have resolved to support this rational tuition because it is predictable. And they have set a ceiling that the legislature would accept. In other words, the legislature would always have the last word. And the ceiling they've proposed is 5.5%. That's $275 a year. And it would be that every year for 5 years. So that's how you plan. That's why it's predictable. That's why we use the term rational. And that is the basis of our legislative activity. That is our highest priority.
Stony Brook faculty member Peter, you're on WNYC. Thank you for calling.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for taking the call, and thanks for the chancellor's for giving us the opportunity to ask these questions. I'd like to know if the proposal passes. It sounds like the money is going solely or primarily to sciences and research. I'm in the humanities, and we all know how badly the humanities are faring these days. We hear about programs being cut and departments being cut, such as the modern languages. How do the humanities fare under this scheme, including the importance put on teaching?
Well, I appreciate that question as well to my colleague at Stony Brook, because, as you know, when I said that the entirety of SUNY's strategic plan is around not only economic revitalization but enhanced quality of life, there is an immense role for the arts, for the humanities, for a well-rounded citizenry. And these plans that are bubbling up from the four campuses are to be inclusive of the full array of economic stimulus, which, in my mind, it also includes community vibrancy and all the things that make life worth living and attract businesses to our state, because people want to live, they want to send their kids to good schools, they want to enjoy the arts. So I wouldn't deal the humanities out at all, and I hope you won't either.
Certainly won't. I appreciate the answer. Thank you.
Peter, thank you very much. Do you think that the SUNY tuition is just too low? I know you were boasting earlier about how it is affordable. It's in the lowest quartile in the nation of state university systems and the lowest in the Northeast. And clearly people have concerns for good reason on the side of tuition getting too high. Some people may hear $5,000 tuition, knowing what other schools charge, and think, oh, my God, how can you charge only $5,000 a year? Now, of course, that doesn't include room and board.
No, it doesn't, and that's true on any campus. So when we compare our tuition to other universities, we have a figure that is constant with what other universities are doing. You know, I think we'd all like every student to know that college is being provided for them by state income, state funds. But we simply don't live in that environment. So I'm very proud of the fact that I think we are an affordable. In fact, we were recognized by the Kiplinger Letter as the most best value for the best cost. And 11 of our campus were recognized. That's more than any other state in the nation.
Will tuition increases from the other SUNY campuses be used to fund the research centers?
No, we are very faithful in, you know, in the same respect that when we raise tuition, we want it to go to our campuses. When we create a tuition plan, it is to reach each and every one of our campuses. Quite frankly, to create a better experience for our students. We don't want to protract graduation because they can't get the courses. We don't want to swell our classrooms because we lose our student-faculty ratio. We want our advisors who help people plan their curriculum and their career. So we've been strapped. We have a solution. We think it's a modest one. We are prepared to help everyone access our campuses.
30 seconds left. When will this plan be decided on, and who makes the final decision?
Well, we are deep into the legislative process right now. The legislature will be in session until the end of June. This rational, planful tuition is in a bill in both the Assembly and the Senate. And Governor Cuomo has called for these plans from the four campuses as soon as possible.
The Chancellor of the State University of New York, Nancy Zimpher. Time of big changes for state governments everywhere, for public education everywhere, for higher education everywhere. Thank you for coming on and talking with us about SUNY.
Thank you, Brian.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Thanks for listening today. Hope to talk to you tomorrow.